late for the radio show this morning because you were doing your hair.
I was not. That is a lie.
That's what I told her colleague.
Massive lie.
And he texts me back going, that's no shock. She tweets it like she's going on a night out.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we want to live forever. We're not talking about the musical Fame. We are talking all things Fame, from wannabes to what it means to be Fame. And we've got a very influential guy on the phone.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 25. We've done a quarter of a century's worth of episodes.
Not 25 years.
We'll never be doing this for 25 years.
So technically it's not a quarter of a century.
It's a quarter of 100. There you go.
Well
good,
done.
Good maths.
You can do maths.
If you've never listened to any of the previous 24 episodes, please do check them out. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. You can find the app on there. You can find loads of stuff about our previous episodes. And there's been some absolute corkers, right, Lucy?
There has, to be fair. Really good episodes.
If you've never listened to us before, I want to introduce myself. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is I turn 30 next year.
Oh,
I know. I don't want to mention
the violin
it. Yeah,
down.
I don't really. Although, if you listen to this after July 16th, 2017, I'm now 30.
30 oh, that's is even the new worse. 20.
Oh, that's awful. That's saying that's just awful.
Oh, chill, you beans.
It is just saying. I don't want to be. What's a true
chill
fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Badass. Okay, so it's not as much a true fact about me as more of a true fact about my parents, I would say.
Fab, yeah, that's great. Are they on this podcast? Fab, get him in.
So for their wedding song, it wasn't like a nice fluffy I love you forever, blah, blah, blah. It was Cliff Richard's Isn't It Funny How We Don't Talk Anymore.
Tell me they're not divorced.
No, they're still together. They're still together, although you might as well not talk anymore.
You think that's a good omen for the show? I mean, for the marriage?
I reckon so.
Yeah, potentially. I think so. Now, one of the reasons why we want to do this episode, the one where we want to live forever, is basically...
I would love to live forever.
Well, this is about Fame, really.
Can you imagine being a 200-year-old woman, though?
Yeah, well... We can't really ask any 200-year-old women, can we? Because they don't exist. So that's not a great start.
You never know.
But I feel as though we should discuss kind of... Because there's a lot of things recently about, you know, celebrities and Fame and the pedestal, all that Taylor Swift controversy.
And reality.
Reality TV and what
making
it turned.
People famous
exactly.
When they've zero talent.
Then zero talent. You're not speaking about anybody in this room. But I think, you know, going from somebody who... It's different if you're born into Fame, I think.
Yeah.
So, for example, the Royals. Like the Prince Harry and Prince William,
they're famous
because they're born into Fame. They don't have anything else other than fame.
Or Blue Ivy, Beyonce and Jay-Z's little baba.
Exactly. That
or Northwest.
Or Northwest, or Southwest, or you know, or whatever, Northeast. Any, at the end of the day, that child, those children, have no option but to be famous. Paris Hilton.
They're famous already.
You know, actually, I suppose she only got famous after that tape.
What tape's that, Luke?
Well, I don't know. I just assume that she's 12 minutes of a tape and spends 8 minutes on her knees. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Isn't that Kim Kardashian?
No, well, actually, there's that one as well, but that's even more enlightening. And again, not that I've watched any of these.
Stop. You've watched every single one.
And again,
twice.
I mean, kind of like Paris Hilton was a no mark, a no name before she did that.
Yeah, same with Kim.
Same with Kim, you know, nobody heard of her. Next thing you know,
I feel like you should do it. You'll become really famous.
I don't think doing a sex tape, frankly, because you'd be able to fit it into a vine, my sex tape. So I don't think that. I mean, but the thing is though, Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton both did that. Next thing you know, the global superstars
making millions and millions and millions of pounds. There's
obviously money in doing something so drastic that it gets you elevated to a higher platform. It's not really that drastic anymore, though.
Everyone's doing them nowadays.
Everyone's doing
them,
not everybody. But yeah, have you ever considered it?
I've never considered it. No.
Okay, that's a plus then, Lucy. And With fame these days, Lucy, I feel as though it's so thrown in our faces. You know, you're almost... Like when you was in, I've said this previously in one of the episodes, when you were in primary school, you grew up to aspire to be doctors and authors and nurses.
Well, everyone wants to be fit. Well, a lot of people want to be famous, don't
everyone
they?
Everyone wants to be Kim Kardashian now, you know. They want to be on front covers of magazines, quote, hashtag breaking the internet and, you know, getting the boobs out and the bum looking like a donut.
They just like the attention, some people. That's why they go on reality TV shows.
Well, not all of us.
To get the 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, mate, some of us.
AKA Luke Marsden.
No, some of us, you know what I mean. But the thing, that's a prime example that I went on Big Brother, but not because I wanted to be famous. I went to Big Brother because, one, I wanted to pay my student loan off.
Was that what you went on? But didn't you quit uni?
I paid £3,000 off at least. And, you know, I resigned as well.
Have you paid it off then?
Yeah, of course I'm
still paying my student loan off.
Exactly.
It's such a pain.
Big Brother helped me do that. Yeah, just go on Big Brother.
I feel like I need to go on Big Brother.
Well, not anymore. The Channel 5 version.
Love Island.
Yeah, exactly. And, right, prime example then, Love Island. Mm. You know, the people who go on that, and recently that was a big deal here in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, they were just people, you know, the good-looking people. Do I say?
It's all a certain type of person, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, you look at something like Britain's Got Talent, for example, and fame on that is for, well, supposedly an actual talent. I don't want to mention, wait for it, Susan Boyle. Now, Susan Boyle.
You are in love with Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle is a
great. You're so in love with her.
Would you marry her if you saw her?
I'd
have to check certain bank balances first, and then I'll maybe consider.
She's still a millionaire,
I'm a multimillionaire, and I've met Susan Boyle. And I didn't propose though. But Susan
Boyle, you got it.
She's a prime example, Lucy, of somebody that was a normal, slightly weird individual, lived on a with a mum, and then her mum passed away
and had
an amazing voice, this talent, she's shown it out. Now she is a global phenomenon, Susan
she
Boyle.
She is really, isn't she? Where's she from? Scotland.
Yes, and from Scotland.
She's Scottish.
I think it's safe to say talent and voices, impressions, isn't one of your strong points, Lucy.
I gave it a go.
And I think to myself, you know, you've got to see fame like that, and she's probably used fame for good, not only to help her bank balance, but probably, you know, to help her community.
She's probably give money to charity,
bought
set up a local
cats.
Youth centre.
Well, we don't know if she's done any of this. We just assume
bought some more cats. What's that got to do with the community?
You know, like an example of somebody who's done a lot for, you know, being famous and stuff. Well, no, not for cats. George Clooney. I think you see somebody like George Clooney.
George is a little babe.
He's got a talent.
Isn't he?
He's an actor, but he does a lot of humanitarian stuff.
And he's just an all-round nice guy.
So he's doing a lot
all-round
of things.
Nice guy.
You look at somebody like Kanye West, for example, and you think, that's a guy who makes ludicrous comments online,
does
ludicrous actions. Actually, what does he do other than help his Yeezys, whatever they are?
To be fair, like Kanye West, he's very talented. You can't deny that. However,
is
genius,
he?
Really?
Genius? I don't think I'd stretch a genius. So do you think, Lucy, that being famous, I mean, you wouldn't know this because you're not, do you think being famous is something, have you ever craved it?
Have I ever craved being famous? No, I've craved being rich, but not famous.
See, the difference between rich
and famous.
I don't
like what it comes with it. There's too much crap in your face.
Sometimes. Physically, you know, a prime example though, Lucy, is that we've done a radio show together now for over a year, and you know, we've had a few negative comments.
Oh my goodness, I got called a bimbo last week, because of something you did.
But that's a prime example, Lucy. You're putting yourself in the public eye. I'm dragging you down with me. You can't just expect to be on this pedestal and not be dragged down.
I've not done anything wrong, though, to the person. I get called a bimbo.
I think, you know, I've yet to meet a famous person. I've met quite a few now.
It is quite harsh, though. It hurts your feelings, doesn't it?
I'm numb to it. And this is the other dark side of fame, right? Mm. Some people can crave it so much that when they get it or eventually, you know, get to where they want to be, it isn't what they wanted because, actually, it's abusive, it's destructive,
well,
it's depressing.
You get all the trolls, don't you?
You get all the trolls. People think...
Death threats.
Anybody in the public
everything.
Eye, they can have an opinion on them. And actually, you know what? That's true.
Yeah. And I do think, like, I know everyone kind of, well, everyone, especially on the Mail Online, you see all the comments. There's so many trolls out there. And everyone's got an opinion on every single celebrity, but you don't know them. To be fair, they do spend, a lot of them spend a lot of their lives in the media, so you
well,
can kind of guess what they're like.
You
but
can't be feeling sorry for the people who
put themselves out there
and then say, oh,
and
back
act
off.
Like idiots.
Exactly. So. I need an emotional breakdown, so I'm just begging. That when Britney Spears shaved her head.
Oh, but I do like Britney.
I ain't feeling sorry for Britney Spears.
But that was a breakdown.
Yeah, but breakdown in the public eye, right? I ain't being funny.
It's not her fault, though,
when Susan Boyle had a breakdown, she went to the Priory nobody bothered her. Britney Spears shaved her head in some salon in LA.
Yeah, but she was mentally ill, come
apparently.
On.
But the thing is, though, Lucy, right, craving the public eye is one thing, right? But using the public eye to be influential is another thing, I think. When I had my when I had my brief spell of fame, and which was, you know, very strange, and, you know, your people come up to you and you're a public body at one point in a way. You have people have an opinion on you. You
they
can say things.
They still come to you sometimes, don't they, in Wigan?
Almost daily.
On a night out in Wigan.
Yeah, and they're not always that nice. Some are nice. And if you ever come up to me on a night out in Wigan and aren't nice, you know, please just tweet me instead of saying it to my face at Luke and Lucy FM.
Or just don't say anything.
Or just don't say anything. And, you know, people come up to you and you know, I've used my fame for decent. You know, I helped a few charities out. Because, you know, that's nice, and that's only on a small local level. Whereas obviously on a global level, people do. Gwyneth Paltrow, doesn't she do
a lot? She does.
So it's that sort of thing. So
you Angelina Jolie.
Exactly, you know, and you can, fair enough, she ruined her marriage, but still.
Homewrecker.
Yeah, exactly. But she used her fame for good. But we want to talk to somebody who is maybe influential but not famous, because I think that would be a different story.
Yeah.
Somebody who's made it onto an influencers list and can influence people, but actually not that many people know who he is.
It's influenced quite a few celebrities though, right?
Exactly. So we're going to find out on the phone now and welcome into Luke and Lucy FM a guy who was on the top 100 influential LGBT people 2016. That's an impressive title,
that
right?
That is awesome.
We're unfortunately not on that list, Lucy.
I want to be in that list.
I don't think we've ever been on an influential list. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, Scott McGlynn.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Good, Scott. Right, so I mean, first of all, tell us, for people who are listening to thinking, what on earth is that? Who is this guy? Tell us, how on earth do you get on that list?
Do you know what? I released a book earlier this year and I've been working with people like in the gay community and I just ended up on the list.
It must have been a pretty impressive book.
It must have been a bestseller, surely, to make yourself onto that list.
It's doing okay. It's not like high, but it's doing well and people's reading it and people's enjoying it. So that's all I care about.
Good. What's this book about?
Yeah, what is your book about then?
Yeah, so it's called Out, and pretty much like a true story of my growing up, like age 11, going in high school and, you know, dealing with who I was, but getting bullied for obviously for who I was as well.
Yeah.
And the way I was and the way I sounded. And so I thought I'd like to write about it, and obviously because it was a bit like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah,
and I wanted to write about it, and it's still so common these days as well.
It is, which is such a shame.
I was just thinking, what a great title, Out. Simple.
Yeah.
To the point, says what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I had the title the very start. I knew I wanted to call it Out, because it's different. It's about coming out, and it's about coming out your shell, and it's just, you know,
it's got so many different,
you know,
connotations.
Yeah. So Scott, this was a self-published book. You decided to do it all on your own, off your own back.
Well, my publisher's America.
So excellent.
Yeah.
You can't publish your own book, can you?
Yes, Lucy, if you've never heard of self-publishing, that's what your autobiography is going to be. So you got this publisher, and it's doing well in the States?
Yeah, so over there, she's got it in Barnes & Noble, which is a big American store.
That's amazing.
Like fab.
Stone, very big.
Yeah, and then, but she released a couple of books herself, and she sings for MTV, so she got her own business, and it's called Gen Z Publishing, and I'm just signed up with her, so that's all. She found me on Twitter, though, so it all come about from there.
That's pretty
the power
cool.
Of Twitter.
And,
so we've been talking about, and obviously you're then an influencer. So, I mean, what do you get, a badge? I mean, how does this work, being an influencer?
Do you get a badge?
How does it? Because I've never been classed as influential. Lucy's certainly
and
not
you
influential.
You are definitely not influential.
So how does it? How does it work?
Who are you going to influence? Yeah. Your dog, Louie.
Yeah, I can't even influence him.
Yeah. What? How to all come around? Like, get it all out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So literally, I already had at least 5 pages ready. So she said, let me see them. And I did apply for a lot of the UK publishers, and I got denied, to be honest. But I still like kept going.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, and she said, literally, send me what you got. And I sent her. She goes, right, keep writing. I want to know what happens. And I sent it to her, and she's like, I love it. I said, you've got to come on board. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And literally, that happened. I signed up with her January this year, and it got released start of March this year. So,
and you
really
made it onto
quick,
this,
then.
Yeah, you made it onto this list because of this book, then.
Yeah, and like I said, just from the book and the people I've met online and in person in events and things, like I've met so many amazing people.
What
like,
kind of feedback have you had? Have you had any stories where you have inspired anyone who's been going through a difficult time?
Yeah, people message me on Twitter and people email me as well, like just how like they related. Like I had actually a woman, she's like 40 years old. She's from America, and she read it, and she messaged me then a very big email, and she said, "I can't," pretty much spit saying, "I can't believe, you know, I went for bullying, it was through her weight," and she said, "I can't believe, even like from the late 90s, like early 2000s, it still was going on, and how hard it was." And,
yeah.
And it's quite nice because even though I want to tackle people going through it right now,
absolutely,
like, people can relate.
It's good, absolutely. So tell us then, thanks to being on, you know, a big influencers list, Scott, how have you, what sort of celebrity interviews have you done? Have you got any showbiz pals now? You're a big influencer?
I knew a couple of people already. He's been on The X Factor and The Voice and things. So I just genuinely just knew them. So, when I started my website, which is January this year, it was like the normal blogging things about products and things. But then I just thought to myself, no, I want to do a little bit something different. So then
absolutely.
I had friends already. And I said, oh, it's just fancy doing like, you know, a 10 Q&A question. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And it's taken off. And I'm working with people in America, Australia. And
you're global.
Look at that.
And obviously the UK, because that's my home.
And you're verified on Twitter, so that must mean you're influential. That's how it works, right? Listen, Scott, thanks so much. And if people want to buy your book, where can they find it?
It's all on Amazon. You can get it as a Kindle and paperback.
Amazing. Fab. Scott McGlynn, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Scott.
Oh, Scott was nice, though, wasn't
Such
he?
Such a lovely guy, yeah. It's so cool that he's been named as, like, one of the most influential people.
I'm a little jealous now that I think about it. Because,
I want
like,
to be named in the most influential people.
And the thing with Scott is he pretty much admitted, though, he isn't famous. Nobody really knows who he is.
But he's obviously inspirational. I'm not surprised, because there is a lot of people that do go through bullying and things when they're younger, and it's hard.
And it's great that he's come out and spoke about it and wrote a book about it and profited from it effectively.
Exactly.
And you know, that's kind of nice. I mean, I actually think one day, Lucy, I will be on an influential list. And actually, a true fact about me,
I don't think so.
Give you this tidbit, I think I might have mentioned it previously. I was voted the 18th most annoying person in the country in 2008.
Well, there you go. You
and
have
that,
topped
that
a list.
That is an influential
very accurate,
list. Thank
very
you.
Accurate.
Peaches Geldof was above me, but look what really? Where Peaches is now.
Okay, moving on. So, as we're finishing our show, of course, we are going to offer you some great restaurant deals with High Life Diners Club. If you love dining out, why would you ever pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yep, we've got an exclusive offer for the Luke and Lucy FM listeners. Claim your free 3-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.highlife-life.co.uk /myvoucher. I will repeat that because I clearly didn't say that right. www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code LL16.
Just follow us on Twitter at Luke and Lucy FM and we'll tweet the link out because Lucy's really, 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 you're not going to top any
I'm
sort
so
of
not with it this morning.
Any influential list doing anything like that, Lucy. Let's be realistic here. And that is it for this week of Luke and Lucy FM. We are back with episode 26 next week of the podcast. Please do check out all previous episodes. We've had some absolutely brilliant ones. We've talked to a pie eater, a BAFTA winner, a author. We've spoken to Lucy's dad at one point. So please do check them out. Search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or just go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. We're back with episode 26 next week. Thank you for listening and popping us on your ears. And if you know somebody who doesn't listen, please tell them to listen. And that way you can top our Luke and Lucy FM podcast influencers list. Oh my God, that's a great idea. Here's Marcus to see us out. I'm going to go and start writing the link list.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please leave us a review on iTunes. pretty please.